You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
A day after Rahul Gandhi's fiery maiden speech as the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to speak in the lower house of parliament on Tuesday, 2nd June. Modi will issue his reply to the motion of thanks on the president's address in the Lok Sabha. The Delhi High Court will hear AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal's plea against arrest by the CBI on Tuesday. A bench led by Justice Neena Bansal Krishna will hear the Delhi Chief Minister's petition. The petition was filed on Monday. Arvind Kejriwal, whom the Enforcement Directorate arrested on 21st March in the Delhi excise policy case, was arrested by the CBI in June. Donald Trump is making a new push to get his New York hushmoney conviction tossed out after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that he has substantial immunity from criminal prosecution for actions he took while president. The former president's lawyers on Monday took preliminary steps to request that a New York judge set aside the jury's verdict against him. There are some retirement benefits for Hardik Pandya, Jasprit Bumrah, Shubman Gill, Rishabh Pant and Surya Kumar Yadav after veterans Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma and Ravindra Jadeja called time on their respective T20I careers. Barely an hour after setting up India's historic win over South Africa in the ICC T20 World Cup final, run machine Kohli confirmed his retirement from the shortest format on Saturday. Nag Ashwin's dystopian sci-fi epic Kalki 2898 AD begins with a nostalgically familiar yet oddly unsettling image, a young Amitabh Bachchan. For those born in the 1960s to 70s have seen the superstar in his heydays, charming the audience with his youth and intimidating them with his searing intensity. But for those of us who have missed out on witnessing his angry young man persona on the big screen, Kalki 2898 AD has got us covered.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.